What's up? How are you? This is Z.
And this is Amy.
And you are listening to an episode of Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. We love us a good roundup episode, and I'm hoping you do too, because like that's why you're here today. We are going to chat about four, or is it five? It is five. We are chatting about five.
Bonus. A bonus one. Four and a bonus.
Exactly. Caretaker killers today. So these feel extra, extra, extra fucked because these are people who are left in charge of those who need assistance. They're either paid for to do these things or, you know, they're like a loved one or they're some seemingly a helper of the world, but instead they kill them either for spite or for insurance payouts or like other things. And that's what we're chatting about today. How fun. Isn't that pleasant?
The funnest. It's like the best way to start your week, right? Yes. Like just a little bit of positivity. I know you guys come here for all the motivation. So this is where you're going to get it is in this episode.
And sure. Especially this episode, because I was telling Amy beforehand, these are all the cases that we would 100% like never want to probably, except for maybe this first one, because she seems pretty interesting. But the other ones, like I would never, ever want to cover them on a full-length episode because they're like nasty, nasty, horrible humans and their names should be forgotten.
Right. And If you guys are longtime listeners, you know that Z does most of our research. So what'll happen is she will compile notes and then I will go through, add my own notes, look at, you know, and then I look into different things. And so we have roundups, you know, it's a lot more to look into than just like one case. So I was looking into the notes and some of them I was like, I don't like this person at all.
Yes.
So yeah, I love that we are just doing like murder light in these episodes.
Yes. We are dipping our toes in and bringing them right back out because it's too cold in this pool and we're not here for it.
Dark and scary. Not a fan.
Yes. Amy, how is your summer going? Even though it isn't even officially summer yet. Can you fucking believe it? The only reason I know, you know why? My baby is born on the summer solstice. My eldest, not my baby, because I do have one of those too. But my eldest was born on the summer solstice, which is June 21st. And I know that's the start of summer. And it is not her birthday yet. She's turning five. I just enrolled her at kindergarten. But it's not summer yet. And I can't believe it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I cannot believe it's not summer either because it definitely feels it's like summer over here. When this episode airs, we will be gone for the summer, living our best life in the middle of the spooky, spooky woods. We're excited. So yeah,
y'all are camp people. You're going to be living your best life out there, the camp situation. And it's the best of both worlds because you can like go in the air conditioning too. You're not laying on the ground with the sticks every night unless you
want to. Word. So we have a house, so we're not staying like, we're not tent camping, which is incredible. It's definitely smaller than our current house, but that's fine because we're only there for a month. So it's not like, oh, I have to live here forever. It's fine. It's quaint and fine for a month. Bonuses, we're kind of away from the peoples because there's a lot of people that live on this property. So bonus, we're kind
because
of away from the peoples.
Her husband does transplanning for camps. So go follow them on Instagram. And he does a lot of work with different camps to make sure that they have an environment that is equally amazing for all different kinds of campers and all different kinds of family situations and personal situations that they might be encountering.
Yes, correct. And part of our business, because we kind of own it together, you know, I'm kind of a big deal, we have partnered with an organization called Camp Reimagined, and they are starting a camp program that will be like that will be in New York. And so this is where we're going. And I am I'm excited because it'll be fun and we are camp people and it's going to be great. Where we're staying, it's actually like three different properties and our house is like the furthest away, which number one is great because we're away from the peoples. But number two, I could get murdered and nobody would know. So I'm just a little scared. I'm sure it's going to be fine. I'm sure it's perfectly safe.
Is your brain going to allow you to let your children free range it a little bit while you're there because you are a little more out of the way? Or is that like, no, because you are more out of the way? Which way is your brain? Or are you not going to know until you're there?
So we were there for a week in the spring. So they've already kind of had a little taste of like what this is going to be like. I am 100% okay with letting them like be a little more free range. And I'm actually really hoping to do some like electronics detox with them this summer.
My kids
are obsessed with screen time, and I don't have anything against screen time. I love screen time. I think it's great, but I also want them to experience like life outside of the little screen.
Want them to be bored too, because that's when they say the experts say that's when their kids are the most creative and their brains really grow and
Yes, and my kids have zero ability to be bored. We lost power last summer for like a little over 24 hours. So like it was decent. It was hot. It was the middle of the summer. I thought they were going to physically explode. Like we didn't have lights. We had no internet. What do you mean there's no internet? Well, internet is electricity. Like we don't have internet. What are we going to do? It was awful. And I'm like, God, my kids are bad. This is not good. So I think in that aspect, it's going to be super great because they will they're already super comfortable with like climbing trees and getting outside and doing those things. They just spent a week at a really great camp, like a day camp, where they were just like dirty and filthy and covered in bruises. And I love it. But this is going to give them a little bit of more independence, which for me is terrifying. But also where are they going to go? There's nowhere for them to go. Like, this is it. They're not going to wander off in the woods by themselves because that's just not who they are. So.
Love that. I don't know if this will work for you, but sometimes with Aurora, and this will like just legitimately happen, she will she will put down and forget where her various tablets are. So we have an iPad, a Kindle, and then Roberto will sometimes give her his work phone get out of his face for a couple minutes, right? And so I will just, if she doesn't physically hand it to me and like watch me plug it in, I'll just be like, oh my gosh, we forgot. And so like one by one throughout the week, different things will die and I just won't ever charge it. And then when it's time, then she kind of forgets. Does that make, because it's like one by one, it's like one step. All of them are charged and then only two of them are charged and then just one.
Right.
Would that work or no?
My kids are older. Are too into that and they're way older. And Milo has actually gotten into the habit, and this is terrible, and for those of you that don't like screen time, you're going to hear this and maybe want to call CPS. So we all have iPads, like all of us, because we're stupid. I don't know. We all just need them.
You should.
He will
have iPads, not be stupid. You know, you're all very, very intelligent.
We should do all the things. But he will use my iPad. He will use Chris's iPad, and he will use his own iPad for different things. Because his iPad is old because he's broken like a million smart tablets.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, I'm not buying you a new one. Like, this is it. You have to live with it. So like, he can't download as much stuff as he would like. So we're like, yeah, fine. Okay. You can use mine. Cause I don't use mine like all the time. I do when we're like out of town, but that's like pretty much it. So he just like will go around and find whatever one is charged, which is very irritating. And they also have switches, which I would much rather them be on a switch than on a tablet, because I feel like they at least, there's like limited things they can do on a switch.
Yeah, so dude, there's no creepy murder video that they might accidentally watch on YouTube when they're switching it up. Yeah. Right.
My kids aren't allowed to watch a regular YouTube anymore because they came across too many weird things.
Yes, but the kids one does it too, apparently. That's what I've seen. And I don't know if that's like a jump scare for us, blah, 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 or if it actually happens. Honestly, my kid watches Orange is the New Black with us and all sorts of fucked up shit. So if she's going to be messed up mentally, I've already done it. And I don't have to worry about YouTube doing it for me. I'm good. Right. We've done it. We're good. We'll continue to do it.
We are down a rabbit hole today, but we got to a point with our kids with the scary stuff because they would tell on each other. Like, she's watching something scary. He's watching something scary. And it finally got to the point where I was like, listen, dude, if you want to watch something scary, that's your business. Like, you're going to have to go to sleep at night. You're going to have to go upstairs by yourself to like change your clothes or go to the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah, and that's not on me.
So if you can't function because you're too scared of what you're watching, I would suggest stop watching it. And that ended.
Honestly, that's so smart because once they're teenagers, or preteens, like they're just going to get older and they're just going to do shit like this.
Access,
so you're like, look, it's up to you.
Natural just consequences, like we try to, my friend. Yeah,
exactly. Just like we try to teach them about like listening to their body when they're eating and stuff like that. Listen to your brain. Is your brain telling you that was too scary for you? Don't fucking watch that shit, you fools.
Exactly. God. And that, so when they're like, she's watching this, I'm like, okay, well, if she can live with herself and watch this, then that's your business. Because I mean, kind of same. Like, I watch scary shit all the time. And especially when Chris is out of town, I'm like, I cannot watch this because
yes,
I'm not going to be able to sleep and I'm here by myself. And so I can't.
Hard same.
I can't do that.
Okay. But, I'm going to tell you about our show and tell.
Let's do it. Let's jump in.
And then we'll do the cases. That way, yes. You know, the people can get what they came for. Okay. So our show and tell today. Our show and tell today is The Hearts We Keep by Haley McMillan. It is a book. We've talked about her before. We both commissioned her to draw family silhouette photos for us. Amy got one done for the podcast too. It's hanging up like behind me.
I look at it every day
on camera.
Stare at it. Yeah.
But yeah, we love her so much. She also writes books. She's actually writing her second one right now, and she's on July 1st, she will be releasing the cover art, I'm pretty sure.
Ooh, okay. Yes,
but this is her first book, and it's called The Hearts That We Keep. It's her debut. It's a love story. It's very easy to read, very easy to fall in love with. It's perfect for like a road trip, a beach day, a light lunch read. You catch my drift. It's a very nice, easy read. It is a complete change from our normal true crime book recommendation,
what we're
right?
typically talking about, right? Like love and there's no murder, I'm assuming.
I think that makes it perfect, though. It's like a palate cleanser, right? We're going to be adding this to our Amazon store under our must-read book list, and there's lots of goodies on there. Just add them all to your cart, hit buy, stick this book in right smack dab in the middle of it. Don't buy what is his name? Don't buy the fucking cannibal, dudes.
Oh, Issei Sagawa.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you. I practiced and then and now that it's time.
Worst.
Now that it's time for me to say it, I just brain malfunction. But don't buy that book because it's gross and it has crime scene photos in it. Buy everything else though.
Yay.
Stick The Hearts That We Keep in the middle as a palate cleanser and hit up the other stuff in our Amazon shop.
There's so many good things in there too, you guys. I was looking in there the other day because I was buying stuff for our New York house and I'm like, ooh, what are some things we've recommended? And I went right into our recommendations and there was some really great stuff that I was like, ooh, yeah, I do actually need this. So please check her out. We love Haley. Have you read this yet?
I have started it.
Okay.
But honestly, I'll give you another book rec too, because I'm reading Scythe right now.
Okay.
And I like it a lot.
Cool.
It is about a post-apocalyptic world and the cloud takes over, but it's called the Thunderhead. And now people don't die anymore and they have a Grim Reaper-esque people they're not the new gods, but essentially they're the new gods because they get to decide who they kill, but they have to meet certain regulations and so they can't be like racist and they can't be like ageist and they can't be like in a certain location and they have all these different stipulations. And it's about these two apprentices that are slated. They have been chosen and now they're being trained. It's so good. I love it so much. There's three books. So I really want to read Haley's. I accidentally got into this book 2 days before hers came and I've got to finish. I'm one of those people. Once I start, I've got to finish. And because that's a physical book and Haley's is also a physical book that I have, even though the ebook's out now, but I have the physical book.
Oh,
I can't read them both at once.
I just see that. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't read them at once. I can do an audio and a physical, but I can't do two physicals. It's my brain. No.
I can only do one book at a time.
That
you
makes sense.
Master. I can't. But yeah, I'm in the middle of listening. I don't know how to read, folks. I only listen to books. But I'm in the middle of one right now that's very long and I don't know that I'm going to make it. I've slowly been able to forgive myself recently and not make myself finish books I don't love.
But
I used to really punish myself and be like, I have to finish it. But this one's like 25 hours worth of audio and I'm like, this is long. Most of my books are like a couple hours to, like, you know, maybe 8, 10, something, you know, not too bad, but definitely check out Haley's new book. She's a doll. She's wonderful. I'm sure her book is wonderful. It's actually sitting in my cart right now. I'm going to order it as well, and lovely. I'll let you guys know what I think. And yeah,
she's Haley great. McMillan Creative Studio.
Yeah, on the Instagram.
So again, Haley McMillan Creative Studio. There's some dots in between there. She's a redhead. You're going to see this gorgeous redhead pop up in her little circle. That's Haley.
Yes, I will. And she's holding her book right now. So I will.
Oh, there you go.
I will put that in the show notes too, so you can see it. So check it out.
I love that.
25 years later, let's start this roundup, shall we?
Okay, so there's a Mexican wrestler, and her name is Juana Barraza, and she's known by the character name of the Lady of Silence. So that's her Mexican wrestler name, okay? She was arrested on charges of murdering elderly women in Mexico City, and she was dubbed the little old lady killer. I'm going to send Amy an audio, and I want her to, like, add it in. It's Roberto trying to teach me how to say this lady's name in Spanish.
Oh, like the little old lady killer in Spanish? Because it's like, Matavajava. I'm not even going to try. Yeah. Oh, please do.
And
please do.
He didn't read ahead. And so he's like, what the fuck?
Why are
like,
you asking
Mia Moore, Mia Moore. Mia Moore, can you come here really quick? Pronounce this for me. And he's like, and he did it. I'm not going to say it right now because I'm going to fucking butcher it. But he, you know, he pronounced it for me. We said it back and forth. And then he was like, what the fuck, Suzette? And I was like, okay, well, thank you. But she, this little old lady killer, she would pretend to be a nurse or a social worker. Mm-hmm. So these women would let, she killed only women, sadly. They let them into their home. Because again, social worker, nurse, and she would strangle them and take their possessions. I wonder if she put them in a headlock with her thighs. It's not funny, but that's what I pictured.
My first thought, and I'm sure she didn't do this because like she was being a nurse or like a social worker, was did she wear her like wrestling outfit? Like was it like under her clothes and she was like, pew. Now here I am, and this is what is happening. Like did you check out her outfit? She wears a butterfly mask, which is how cute. Aww. But she's a crazy psychopath. Like what is happening? Yeah.
She would take their possessions after she strangled them, right? So when she was caught, the police said she had a list of names and addresses of elderly women receiving government assistance. She was convicted of 11 separate counts of murder. She's sentenced to 759 years in jail. So she is still there today.
She is. Because this was like 2006, I think, was when she went to jail. Like, or when she like ended her like murder spree. So this isn't like, some of these are like old timey ones. But what's the, I feel like we've never talked about this before. What is the purpose of sentencing somebody to 759 years in jail? Like, we all know that she's not going to live that long.
Well, she's in Mexico, so they do fucked up shit in their judicial system over there.
So it's her like corpse is going to be there for 700 years? Like, I don't understand
I think they do that so she simply can never, and now I
like,
don't know.
No parole, no nothing,
But without sentencing her to life without parole, or maybe it is, maybe it is life without parole, but I'm not sure where the good leading a good sentence laws come into it and stuff like that in Mexico. I have no idea. Or
well,
maybe it's
true.
Because
like
if
no
after so
good behavior or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or if there's like so many people in the prison that they start letting, like they start taking a couple of years off of certain people's times because they're like, yeah, but you were dealing marijuana. So that's not good. No. Quit it. That's bad. But go ahead and go.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's not nice. Okay. Keep it under 750 pounds next time, sir, because that's too much. You're asking for trouble, okay? That's a lot.
Separate it up. It's too much. Mm-hmm. You're weighing out too much. I don't understand why people kill relatives or people they know for money, because it doesn't ever end well. Like, I feel like we always...
I agree. These people she didn't know, though. And honestly, some old people suck. Some old people are crotchety as fuck. What if What if these are all the mean old people? You know, we don't know. Maybe she was doing us a service.
Maybe.
She wasn't. Don't kill people.
Don't find people. Don't play Dexter, y'all. Let's just not do that.
Let's not do it.
It is not our job to be a vigilante.
Okay, who's next?
Jane Toppin. Had you heard of her before? Because I had. I'm very interested in her. I had heard about her before, and I added some extra little nuggets in here because she's a particular brand of crazy. So she was working as a nurse in Cambridge Hospital in 1885. And you guys know how I like old-timey cases. They have really become a favorite of mine, so I'm really glad we included her. So she's an old-timer and was super liked by the patients, super liked by her coworkers. They called her Jolly Jane. She was actually kind of a pretty lady. Like, she didn't... Some of these women, they just look like ogres. Like, they look mean. They just don't look nice. But she doesn't. She looks, like, super nice. Like, she looks kind of like a nice lady. But she used her time at the hospital to experiment with different medications and drugs, like morphine and atropine, to see the reaction that that gave patients. An article that was published shortly after she was arrested reported that she would fondle her victims as they died and attempt to see the inner workings of their souls through their eyes. So apparently... So
she would sexually assault them as she was fucking murdering them?
This was like a fetish thing for her. And I know we aren't supposed to yuck other people's yums, but this is just
a yuck. But this is not okay,
This is a total yuck for me.
Don't do that. Do the choking thing. The choking thing and consensual. Consensual, but don't choke for too long.
Right. Is it okay?
Then dead.
Right.
Yes. And then it's consensual. Consensual. This wasn't. That's why we can yuck it because it wasn't the other person's yum. Fuck this lady.
Thank you for giving me that permission because I'm like, this is gross. I can't. but she didn't just poison to kill. She also poisoned once. She also used poison one time on a housekeeper so that that housekeeper appeared to be drunk so that she could steal that lady's job. And then she killed that person's family, like the person that the housekeeper was working for.
I like her.
She's sassy.
That's a twist.
And she used.
Wow.
Right. It's a real plot twist. And she also used poison on herself because she knew how much to give herself to gain sympathy of men that tried to date her.
I really like her. I should look more into fucking Jolly Jane. We would have been friends. I mean, like, maybe not. She would have probably killed me too, but maybe we could have gone into business together.
You could. And then you could have the pig farm and she would poison the people. And then
I would dispose of them. I love pigs. They're really cute as piglets and they squeal. And, you know, I have a baby. So it's like the same thing. I'm used to
pigs and babies are pretty much the same thing at this point. But she eventually
both eat whatever.
It's true. And I think if you leave them alone for long enough, they all start to squeal. So it's perfect. It would be just like, you know, you and little Wren, just baby fat fats, just doing all the things. So, but she confessed to killing at least 31 people. Although there are some records that I found where she killed upwards of 100 people. So I couldn't find an exact total. There was also a lot of things that said she was the first ever serial killer, but I don't think that's like the first ever female serial killer, but I don't think that's true. And I think there's several.
That Marianne Cotton, that is the first ever serial killer too. And I don't remember what year we covered her,
but
I don't know what year. I can't remember.
And I also saw something that said Eileen Wuornos was the first female serial killer. And she's like, still alive.
In the 1900s.
Right. I'm like, that's not true. She confessed to 31 people. She was found not guilty by reason of insanity, but she claimed that if she was insane, she wouldn't have been able to carry out the murders. So she was trying to claim, like, I'm not crazy. I'm totally sane. I did this of my own volition.
There's a difference between being crazy and being
criminally insane. Yeah.
Yes. There's a difference between being criminally insane and being insane to the point where you can't function.
Right.
Too,
like you're not aware of your, like, what is that? Your devices. Like, you don't know what's
happening.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have depression. I am clinically depressed, which means that I could definitely go to a state hospital, but I don't know how I'm trying to tie that into this, but I just don't like her reasoning. You can be mentally unstable and not kill people.
Yeah.
But
I know a lot of people that are mentally unstable and don't kill anyone. Like they're working very hard to remain somewhat stable. So I get it. But I just don't understand why she would want to claim that she was sane. What, you want to go to prison? You want them to kill you? They put her in a state hospital, Taunton State Hospital, for life. So she never got out and she died.
Which was probably worse than the prisons at the time.
And maybe that's why she was like, just kill me. Like, I don't even want to go.
Because they were giving like lobotomies and stuff at that time, right? It was just, yeah, sit in this chair. We're not going to electrocute you, but we're going to fry out your brains.
Ice pick
and then make you live through that.
So she was a crazy one. I could see us covering her because I do think Z's got a new favorite. So she is one that maybe, I don't know, maybe she'll be in our part two. But I don't understand the killing of, and I feel like every, because we've already said this, but every one of these cases are people that are depending on somebody else. And she was their nurse. And she depends, like those people depend on her.
I can see it a little bit more with these old people because I believe and what do they call it? Whatever euthanasia, caring euthanasia, there's like a certain term for it in the medical field. It's something euthanasia, right? It's something.
Assisted suicide, but yeah, there's a word that you, yeah.
Exactly. But I'm 100% on board with you.
Yes, me too.
If you are so sick and you are in so much pain every single day and you are literally about to die at any moment and you just have to wait until your organs continue to like fucking deteriorate away. I mean, okay.
Oh yeah.
So I'm not saying that these people are on that term. I'm just saying like I personally, and these are all my personal opinions. And so if they're nobody else's personal opinions, I totally get it.
Sure.
I would never want to, I don't want to be a vegetable.
No,
that's
yeah.
a big thing for me. If my brain isn't working to where it should be working, I don't want to, don't keep me around. My grandmother actually had dementia. And then when COVID started, she got COVID and she passed away. And this is going to sound super fucked up, but I was almost grateful. Her COVID wasn't like that bad, but it did increase the symptoms of her dementia, which if you look into it, if you have dementia, like it does, like, I don't know, for whatever reason, it like fucks you up more, right?
Yeah.
It's terrible for whatever reason. If you have dementia, that leaves you at some whatever preposition to like, just all of it's gone, right? After you get COVID. This, again, this sounds so fucked up.
It but doesn't. To me, it doesn't. Yeah.
Because she didn't know anybody. She didn't recognize my dad. She didn't know who my dad was anymore. She used to recognize my dad as her ex-husband and like say like nasty stuff to my dad because they like, you know, my grandfather cheated on my grandmother and no. And he was like a shit ass man when they were married, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So then she would be mean to my dad. And then like, or not me, yeah, mean to my dad. Yeah. But then it got to the point where she didn't even know who my dad was. So she didn't even recognize him as, she's just like, who the fuck are you? And like all of these things, right? So if you, I'm not saying that what Jolly Jane did is that. I'm not saying that what was the other one? The Lady of Silence did that.
Yeah.
I am saying I do understand the elderly a little bit more because if they are on that path, it would almost feel like, well, they're going to die anyway, so whatever, I'm just going to do it now. Now, it's still super fucked up because they did it to like get, they didn't do it out of like lung or anything like that. No, they did it to gain their possessions. And that's nasty.
Right. And Jolly Jane was doing it to get her rocks off.
That's how she
does her stuff. And I'm with you. I don't think it's, I mean, like, no, everybody dying, that's sad. Like, it's not happy. But also, if your quality of life is terrible, I think you should have the right to say like, okay, I'm done. But there's that tricky word consent again. Like these people are not consenting to that.
Yes.
And also when somebody passes away because they're very sick or something happened, like your grandmother, like sometimes it is a blessing in disguise where it's like, okay, great. Like now they're no longer, they're not in pain anymore and it's done. Yes.
The fam, not only are they no longer suffering, are they no longer in that state of pain? Mm-hmm. The family is no longer in that constant state of, now there's an end. And I know that that sucks and we don't want our loved ones to die, but when they're very sick and you do reach the end of it, there is this weird sense of relief that you get along with all the grief too.
Yes.
And almost like with my grandma, I had already mourned her passing years before because her mind was gone. So, you know,
that wasn't my grandma anymore. A point, right. Where it's like, this is, I'm just keeping you comfortable until.
Okay. So back on the path. Okay, so Dorothea, she was an elderly woman. She opens a boarding house in Sacramento, and instead of boarding them, she poisons them. She hoards their social security checks. She makes about $5,000 a month. Okay, so police investigate her home in 1988, and they discover body parts buried in her backyard. I'm pretty sure her last name is pronounced Point, but it's P-U-E. N-T-E.
Yeah.
So Dorothea, she fled. She was later apprehended at a hotel in Los Angeles, and she was tried for 9 murders. She was sentenced to life in prison without parole after she was found guilty on 2 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of second-degree murder. She died when she was 82 while she was incarcerated at the Central California Women's Facility.
This lady I had heard of before because there's a documentary, probably a few, because it's one of those cases where she got away with it for a really long time. And then when they found her out, it was like, we didn't realize that this is what happened. Again, elderly people, adults with disabilities, they're relying on this nice old lady to take care of them. Old ladies make like the best murderers because nobody suspects an old lady to be taking all your shit, especially one that's like opened their home to the elderly and people with disabilities.
Right? Like that one that hit somebody with their car. Have you heard? It was like a Dateline 2020. I don't know. She hit somebody with their car and then like said she didn't, blah, 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 blah. But she was an old lady, so she got away with it for a while and she was stealing people's insurance checks too. Maybe we even covered her on a case. I don't think so. Does that sound familiar to you?
It doesn't. No. I don't feel like we've covered a lot of vehicular murders. Yeah. She died in prison. I mean, I guess she was 82. But she was old when they found her. Like when they figured it out.
Well, she was old. Yeah. She was older when she started, too.
Yeah. So she wasn't even in. I don't know how long she was in jail. Yeah.
Potentially. Right. Yeah. Who's to say? You know, we're not Dorothea, so we don't know.
Right.
Okay.
Well, good riddance to that lady. Number 4, another old-timey one. Her name is Amelia Dyer. She has been known as the most prolific serial killer in England's history. Ooh. So she was discovered in the late 1890s as a baby farmer. Now, this is something
this
that
is why
sent
we would
me down
never,
a rabbit hole. We will never cover her case.
Never cover her.
I had never heard... Right. We're covering her now, but you will never hear the nitty grits of this lady because it's terrible. Baby farming is when somebody pays you to take their baby. It's not quite an orphanage. It's not quite foster care. But sometimes it was like if somebody couldn't afford the baby or just didn't want to take care of it, they would give them to people to just raise. With the,
forever.
I guess, intention that, I guess you could potentially get them back, but it wasn't like an orphanage. I don't know why somebody would do, I don't get it. It's gross and it's sick and it's bad.
So they're similar, but they're not similar because they're just given over and it's not through paperwork and you don't have to be selected. And then, I mean, this was from the 1890s, so I doubt that there was much paperwork anyways.
Right.
But
it's like,
still.
I have this baby, here's money to cover their, like, expenses or their clothing or whatever, like I'm out, see you later. But baby farming.
It makes me so sad. So many people have such a difficult time getting pregnant or seeing their pregnancies through to the end. And then here's these fucking people just, here's my baby.
Baby Fuck farming you. Their babies. Yeah, it's really Fuck gross. So she would take in these babies and she would either starve them or give them liquid opiates, which is like,
dude, I mean, the liquid opiates is better than fucking starving them. Get out of here.
I guess. And then it's quicker than just like, you're not just going to give them food. But she
For
was
days.
Found,
you know how long you can go without, I mean, I don't know how long babies can go. I've never tried.
Yeah. Right. Right. I don't know that Ren would let either. You go much more than an hour. Of
more than two and a half hours without a tit in his mouth is just a bad time for
and
my child.
And he is going to let everybody know. And so there's going to be no starving that baby. But she was only sentenced to 6 months of hard labor for neglect. So this is when, she was kind of charged twice. So the first time they were like, don't do that. Here's 6 months of hard labor. Now remember, this is like late 1800s. So the judicial system is different. But then her crimes started progressing. She was strangling infants, dumping them in the river, which is like, I just can't even imagine. But one of the bodies was found and was traced back to her. And she confessed and was sentenced to death by hanging in 1896. And according to the British news, she was suspected of killing hundreds of babies, but it's impossible to know how many of them were killed because there's not a lot of paperwork.
Babies.
Right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a record of like, here's this baby. It was like, well, you know,
and there's no contraception. And so if you,
there's no record of anything. So yeah, she's my least favorite on this list. She's the worst and everybody should hate her. Don't be friends with her on Instagram. She's terrible.
Yeah, I'm not going to befriend her on Instagram for sure. Okay, Amy Archer Gilligan, she is our fifth and final lady, and she is a caretaker killer, if you will. She is a lady who lunched, so she was wealthy. She was a member of society in Windsor, Connecticut, where she ran a home for the elderly. Shocker, shocker. More. And this was in the early 1900s. The residents began noticing that an unusually high number of people seemed to die while they were staying there.
Strange.
All of us keep just fucking not coming to breakfast the next morning. Right. So weird.
What happened
to Pearl? From the years of 1907 to 1916, 60 residents. So that's 9 years, 60 residents. So that's a lot,
like
of people dying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
An investigation was launched and authorities discovered that Amy Archer had murdered people by using arsenic or
strychnine, which is like arsenic. Yeah.
Okay. No,
I mean, it's poison. It's not good. It's a bad. It's painful. It's not an easy death.
Yeah.
So.
Don't put that in your husband's coffee. Okay. So she was arrested and indicted for poisoning 5 people at the state attorney's discretion, though. She was tried for only one of the murders, which why? Maybe she gave him a blowy in the back. And she was sentenced to life in prison in 1917, and she was eventually transferred to a mental hospital. She died in 1962 at the age of 89, and with just what the fuck?
Yeah,
60 people in 9 years.
And one of those,
that they're aware,
was her husband. No one's
Ooh.
Safe. Yeah.
Ooh.
But mostly it was residents, but one of the people that she murdered was her own husband. Maybe she put the strychnine in his food. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know.
Probably.
These are messed up, man. I've said it before. I'll say it again. There's just something way more sinister about people who hunt other people in disadvantaged positions. So
I agree.
You hear that a lot. I mean, especially a lot of the like serially cases we cover, you know, they're going to prey on the weaker.
Oh, yeah. With
people.
Like the sex workers.
Yeah. People that no one's going to miss.
Or transients. Yeah.
Right. So there's a special place in hell for you ladies who lunch. Here you go. You're gonna lunch in hell. This is terrible. It's the worst.
And we could have Yes, we could have gone on and on, so there might be a part two. Maybe we will cover Jolly Jane, my new bestie, in the future. And I just love that these were all women. Like, I hate that, actually. It makes me mad because they were... Okay, so I went searching for care... Like, not exactly. I went searching for cases because why the fuck not? This is what I do at 11 p.m. when everybody's asleep in my house. And so I'm just scrolling and scrolling, and I start noticing a bunch uncommon, and I start seeing, oh, there's a bunch of these caretakers. No. I start making my list. It's only women, right? Dr. Death could totally qualify for this list, but he's not seen in the same, like, caretaker light, but he fucking was, right? Yeah. Why are only women seen in this?
Yeah.
Because also, what about the sperm bank dude? He didn't kill anybody, but I think that's worse.
Way worse. I was just talking about him to somebody else recently because it's just that story is so terrifying to me that anytime you're like tricking people, especially into like, hey, I know you're having a hard time with this whole fertility thing. I'm going to help you. And then you find out he's really like, it's my goal from God to populate the earth is disgusting. I hate it. But we definitely need to showcase men with similar crimes for sure. I mean, I feel like we do cover a lot of men that are serial killers because usually they are men. I agree with you about how usually it's like a woman killer is viewed as like a caretaker or like a nurse, or she, you know, positions herself as a nurse or a social worker, where men are just like vacuum salesmen that are like showing up killing people. So I don't know. Maybe it's because women are smarter.
But you know what? Next, we do have a lady serial killer coming up, though.
I love it. I love it.
I might have accidentally planned a whole month of women. And it's not even March.
It's not. But we're going to go with it because... we love a good empowerment story, whether that is we're learning what not to do or we're learning what to do, right?
Oh, God. I love how you spun that. Okay. Until then, I was like, oh, this isn't good, but you did it. You did it. Flopped it.
Brought it around.
Okay. There you go. Until then, we will catch you guys on the flip side. Bye.
Goodbye.